Guys, it's Emeka again, and this time, this is the second episode. I want to thank you for listening in, just checking what the boy is doing. I want to thank you for actually taking out your time. I promise it's not going to be a waste, actually. This is one of the topics that give me heartache whenever I actually think about it. So today we'll be talking about how addiction affects your relationship. There have been questions that have been raised concerning addictions like pornography, addictions like alcohol, cigarettes, smoking, and the rest. How does it affect your relationship? Let me start this way. When looking at the Bible and God explaining our relationship with His God, like from Genesis to Revelation, has always explained our relationship with His in the form of a marriage. And whenever, let me use Israel. Whenever Israel strays from that point or from that covenant, God will call them you harlots, or they've committed adultery. He will use it in that sense, meaning that what he means by them committing adultery is that they've gone to another gods, or they have begun to develop other desires that are not meant to be there. Whenever they start to desire another god or another means for their resources, God calls them harlots. And this is the same whenever a man or a woman, whenever a man or a woman starts to develop desires that are not meant, that are only meant for his wife or for his husband, there is a problem. You see, the world today does not see a man watching pornography as anything, or a woman watching pornography as anything. In quotes, they say, they say, okay, let him cool off, or I don't know. But my question is, why would you want to look at a naked woman? Why would you want to look at a naked man? Or why would you want to drink yourself to stupor? Or why would you want to smoke yourself into that realm when you already have your wife, when you already have God or Jesus? You see, these desires are dangerous. These desires can harm. These desires can destroy. And whenever these desires come into your relationship, they do not share you. They are desires that do not share. They are desires that want to have you for themselves, and thereby shifting your relationship to the wall, or just shifting that side. And that's where you start to see divorce. But that's when you start to see the woman does not understand the man, because the man, after watching pornography, is no more satisfied with the sex he's having with his wife. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Or the man that is usually drunk comes home, and he comes home and he sees his wife as a problem, and he wants to go back to that state of highness, that state where he forgets his problem. You now see there's a problem building up. And you now see how pornography affects the family. It affects your relationship. The truth is that if you actually truly love the person you're with, you want to stop this addiction of your thing. But the question right now is how do you stop it? First, I advise that you tell him or her that you're in a relationship with, that this is your problem. And I'm talking, please, point of warning, I'm talking with the assumption that you're already a Christian. So I want you to tell your spouse, I want you to tell your partner what is going on. Then after telling your partner what is going on, if he or she still wants to be with you, he should or she should, if you are married or so, if he or she still wants to be with you, then the second stage here is that the two of you become accountability partners. She or he becomes your accountability partner. You have to go for counseling. You need to study the word more, because the only way for you to change desires, the only way for you to change desires is through the word. The only way for you to change desires is through the word. The only way to desire your wife more, the only way to desire God's things more is through the word. I'm not talking about the law, I'm talking about the word, that is grace. That God died for you. He sent his son to die for you. You died in him and you rose up in him. You left sin, the old man. Praise the Lord. You need to have constant fellowship with God. That is one. Two, like I said, accountability and everything. Soon. I think I will be having I don't know how it's going to be. I'm still thinking of it. I'll be having accountability. It just has to happen. Something like a forum where I'll be your accountability partner if you want me to. Where I'll help you fellowship, where I'll help you pray and everything. So we're getting there. But this is just the simple way that I know I can help you. Thank you. I'll see you guys in the next session. The next episode. Thank you. I also remember, if you love her or if you love him, you would not want to bring baggage into the relationship. If you really love the person next to you, you will not want to bring baggage into relationship. I want to give you a little secret. One of the reasons why I actually stopped this addiction of a thing was because I wanted to see the power of God in my life. Two, like I wanted to see the power of God in my life, like in the highest heights any man can reach in God on earth. Two, I want to be free from all baggage when I get married. So I don't know about you, but if you truly love her, if you truly love him, you will stop what you're doing. You want to get help, and if you want to get help, buzz me. If you can't, I always advise a believer that you trust, tell him what you're going through, or your pastor. Thank you.